on this fourth Sunday of Lent. And both of the rites that are celebrated here in this shrine. We celebrate Laetare Sunday from the antiphon of the Mass. Laetare Jerusalem, rejoice Jerusalem, the salvation is near at hand. Of course, we know that the salvation refers to the sacred triduum, the Last Supper, the ordination of the first bishops and priests, Good Friday, the sacrifice of the Lamb of God for our salvation, his death, and then Easter Sunday, the resurrection of that same Lamb of God. And so, it is for that that we celebrate the whole of Lent, and it ends up in a continuous way, for it continues throughout the whole year, with the celebration of Easter. And so we see here one of the things about this season and the season of Easter. The two sons, one who was obedient, one who was not. Ultimately, they both were disobedient. They both sinned. The one, as soon as he was old enough and had a right to his inheritance, according to the Hebrew tradition, he asked for it. And the father, being very kind, gave it to him, and he took off. And then he spent it all on meretricious women and gambling and carrying on and drinking. He was not a very good son. And that reflects the majority of us who are not very good sons. And then a famine strikes that land. And he's there starving to death. So he basically sells his service. And this is all very well thought out. This is a parable from Jesus Christ our Lord, who is God. And he says he will sell himself as a servant. And what does he have to do? To the Jews, this was abhorrent. He is to be a shepherd of pigs. The Jews were not allowed to eat pork. They were not allowed to touch pigs or be anywhere near them. It was dirty, impure, unholy. So that was the very worst fate that could have befallen him. It would have been better for him to have died. And yet he had to do it. And then he thought, he came to his senses. What have I done? I am so stupid. I'm going back and I'm going to ask forgiveness. Even if I become one of his servants, even if he doesn't want to treat me as his son, I am not worthy to be his son. And that's the majority of us. We are not worthy to be his sons and daughters. We sin and we sin and we sin. In different ways, but we sin. But yet, he looks out for us. And of course, if you recall, the father was out in the evening, walking up and down his property, and then he catches sight of the son. He has been looking for him all this time. And when he sees him, he welcomes him with his arms open and puts the best robe and the sandals and jewels on his fingers and on his toes, for they wore those too. And slaughters a fattened calf. The other son was out working, as he always was. This could be the ones of us who are always doing God's will. We work and we work and we work, and oftentimes we see nothing as a result of it. But that's very stupid to think that, because there is a result. So he comes home from the field where he was working, and he hears all this music, this party going on. And he calls one of the servants, "What's going on here?" And he tells him. And he really gets angry. So the father comes out. Again, he comes out to meet him. The father comes out to meet us. He sends us his Son to be our Lord and Redeemer, to give his life for our salvation, to give us life. And he opens his arms for him too. Now listen. He doesn't even call him Father. All these years I have worked for you. I have slaved for you. And you never even gave me a kid to feast with my friends. And of course, he never asks. So he never got it. And we remember, we must ask in order to receive. It's the same thing as I tell you all the time. If you wish to receive indulgences and graces, you have to want to receive them. You have to ask. You just don't say prayers and think God will just rain everything upon you. You have to ask. You have to want it. On First Saturday, all the other devotions that we say, the rosary in front of the Blessed Sacrament, the rosary in communion, which give us also plenary indulgences, we have to want to receive it. The stations of the cross, benediction, the Mass, communion. We have to want to receive the graces. The morning offering, which I oftentimes put in the bulletin for you, which is in the website, mentions that. That we want to receive every grace and indulgence possible on this day. That is a desire for all that which is necessary to have. We must desire these gifts from God, or we will not get them. So he did not ask for the kid. He did not ask for a new robe or rings on his fingers. So he did not get them. And then he rebukes the Father. I have obeyed you, but you never gave me anything. His Father says, my Son, you are here with me always. It's all yours. What do you need to ask for? Everything I have is yours already. But now we must celebrate. And of course, in this season of Lent, and here too, we will see it in the next few weeks. There will be like 7 baptisms, maybe more. 2 babies and 5 adults. They are the prodigal children. They have not followed Christ, and now they want to come back to the Father. My Father, what have I done? I do not deserve to be called your Son. And they will come back through the ceremony of baptism and confirmation, and they will receive on the next day their first Holy Communion. And then the babies that are going to be born right after Easter, they too shall be baptized on the Saturday after Easter, or after Divine Mercy Sunday. The Divine Mercy that is lavished upon us by God. So we are those of whom the Father says, your brother was dead and has come back to life. Because when we are baptized, when we go to confession, when we receive First Communion, we come back to life. That is what that means. He was lost in original sin and in actual sin, all of which are mortal sins, which will lead us to eternal hell. He was lost and has been found. So we are here. Those things are about us. And we rejoice. We rejoice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.